People recovering from substance use disorder often have difficulty finding employment. A new partnership has formed in Kentucky to help employers in six counties become recovery-friendly workplaces. Joining me in the studio is Jesse Hunt, Financial Project Manager of FAHI. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We'll talk a bit more about the partnership and your upcoming workshop in just a moment, but first let's talk about FAHI and its mission to eliminate poverty in Appalachia.
Right. So our mission is to eliminate persistent poverty in Appalachia. We do that through a network of members. We have 50 plus members in six states. Those members function as our boots on the ground. They actually do the work. So they come to FAHI for expertise, collaboration, funding. We help them find ways to fund projects in their communities to help improve them. We also have about 100 partners in all 13 Appalachian states. So we do have business lines such as mortgage lending, community lending. We also service loans for Habitat for Humanity and several other smaller lenders all across Appalachia from Maine all the way down to Alabama. So we do a lot of good work. We also have a strategic programs department, which is where I work at. And that department takes funding from all sorts of different sources, like federal agencies or state agencies, to implement projects, special projects, in the six states that we operate in.
What are some of the biggest struggles that you've seen for the Kentucky region that FAHI is most focused on?
Affordable housing is our largest charge. We work with several large members in Kentucky to help build affordable housing in the Appalachian, which is mainly the southeastern counties. Several of our largest members, we have Frontier Housing in Moorhead. We have COAP in Harlan. Housing Development Alliance is in Hazard. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more that I'm forgetting, but those are the few that I know right off the top of my head that do some really excellent work in southeastern Kentucky, building affordable homes and offering affordable mortgages to people with low to moderate incomes.
So do you work directly with the other nonprofit organizations that help people get into those homes, or do you help people directly?
We do. We have a mortgage lending department, so people can come directly to our office and receive mortgages from us just like they would any other bank. Mm-hmm. But we also filter money through our members, so they have the same kind of mortgage products that we do at FAHI. So we impact a larger region by having membership.
My guest is Jesse Hunt, Financial Project Manager of FAHI. Coming up on October the 24th, you have the Transformational Employment Workshop. Tell us more about the Transformational Employment Program and how it fits into this workshop.
So we got a grant back in February from the Appalachia Regional Commission. It was $1 million to provide meaningful employment opportunities for individuals suffering from substance use disorder. So what we do, we take that $1 million and we spread it across six counties. They are Pulaski, Laurel, Rockcastle, Jackson, Knox, and Harlan County. And we offer incentives to employers in those six counties to hire someone in recovery. The largest incentive, which appeals to most people, is 6 months of salary reimbursement. So if they hire someone out of recovery through our program, we offer them 6 months of salary reimbursement for that individual, along with a few other incentives as well, but that's the biggest one that appeals to them. The program will operate for the next 3 years, so they have plenty of time to get on board with us. And the workshop on October the 24th is really a way for us to bring a whole lot of employers together from all six of those counties, give them more information about the program, field some questions they have or some concerns, let them hear from other transformational employment experts, enjoy some food, some collaboration, and really just try to get them on board with our program.
Do you have a lot of employers registering yet?
So right now we have seating for up to 100 people at the Center for Rural Development. We have about 20 registered organizations right now, so there's still plenty of seating left. And we don't plan on shutting off that registration until we get probably about a week out from the event. So they still have 2 to 3 weeks to register. It's online. It's free. That website is fahi.org/transformationalemployment. In the very bottom right-hand corner, they'll see a link to the event where they can register for free.
And how do people in recovery find out more to join your program in order to get them help to get employment?
Right. So we have actually partnered with Addiction Recovery Care, which is based in Louisa. They have several recovery centers scattered throughout the state, a few of which are actually in that six-county region. Mm-hmm. So we go directly to them for employment candidates. However, there are a lot of other recovery centers there as well. So we'll go to Addiction Recovery Care first. If there's not an employment candidate there that fits the job opening with the employer, then we're happy to reach out to other recovery centers and try to help them. And of course, they can reach out to us as well. They can check out the website, get my contact information, and they're welcome to send me an email that says, hey, I have so-and-so that has these marketable skills, and we'd love to find them a job, and I'd love to help. The best attraction we have going on at the workshop is Rex Chapman. So former UK NBA All-Star is coming during our lunch to discuss his journey with recovery. And he actually went through Addiction Recovery Care as well. So he'll be there. I think we have some good door prizes going out for people. And a free meal is always good. So we really look forward to seeing everybody come out.
Registration is free.
It is.
And registration will be going on until about the 19th or 20th of October.
Yes.
And that's at
fahe.org/transformationalemployment.
Jesse Hunt, Financial Project Manager of FAHE. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.